Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser. Hope you had a great weekend, and there were a lot of sports events over the weekend and things that people were watching. I think the one thing that caught my attention was all the championship games that took place this weekend in college football. And I watched the Alabama-Georgia game, and whether you're a fan of either team or a fan of neither team, I think you had to be intrigued by the drama that played out and the storybook ending that played out for Jalen Hurts. And I wrote a blog post about this today, and I wanted to add that commentary to the podcast as well because I think it bears mentioning on both platforms. I was really intrigued by the story of Jalen Hurts, and if you don't know it, for several years he was Alabama's starting quarterback and led them to national championship games and national championships. He also was the SEC Player of the Year one of those years, the Offensive Player of the Year, and was a great leader for Alabama. But in the national championship last year against Georgia in the same stadium that they just played in for the SEC championship this past weekend, he didn't have a very good first half, and Georgia was beating them, and he was replaced by backup and freshman quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. And I think that, you know, one of the things coming into the season that was really resting on his mind as far as not being able to perform in that game, Tua came in, basically redeemed Alabama, was able to get them back on track. They won the national championship, and he took over Jalen Hurts starting quarterback position. And many people were telling Jalen, you need to leave, you need to transfer. But he didn't pout, he didn't transfer, and he stayed committed to what he had committed to when he became a freshman at Alabama. And he wanted to graduate in December, and he wanted to finish the season out, and he wanted to lead in whatever way that he could. And in this particular game, in the SEC championship, it was very interesting to watch because Tua got hurt several times in the game and eventually had to be carted off the field in the fourth quarter with Alabama down. And the story just twisted. It was same situation of them being down, but in this case, Jalen was coming in to replace Tua because of injury, and he brought him back. He passed for a touchdown. And then he ran for a touchdown, and they won. And that game will go down in Alabama football history. And again, they've got more business to do in competing for the national championship. But what a great SEC championship for them, and what a great story for Jalen, who just showed and demonstrated what it means to be a great teammate and a great leader, especially in today's environment when a lot of people would have transferred, a lot of people would have quit, a lot of people would have just sulked and pouted about that moment. He showed great perseverance, great strength of character to do whatever he could to be a leader and a teammate, to not only help the person who had replaced him in Tua Tagovailoa, but also to stay committed to his other teammates on Alabama and wanted to be there to help them in whatever way. And he couldn't have predicted, you know, what way that was going to be, but it ended up in a great story and a great opportunity for him. And I think the key thing that we learn from that is that he was waiting on the opportunity to come back and make an impact with them. And I think a lot of times we think about waiting as a very passive process. You know, we don't want to wait. No one likes to wait. In fact, most people hate to wait. We don't want to wait in line. We don't want to wait in traffic. We certainly don't want to wait for opportunity or promotion or success. And we live in a we-want-it-now culture. And you think about it, we have all these kinds of devices that come out every day that give us instant access to news, to updates, to growth, to things that we desire. And yet we find in life, and I've found in my own life, that some things are worth waiting for. And sometimes, and maybe even most times, the waiting helps us appreciate the moment when we receive the reward or the results of our effort. And that waiting process and the journey to get there to the goal accomplished, it makes it all more worthwhile than if we were to have instant gratification and instant access to that. And that's what we find in Jalen Hurts. I mean, we found that out this past weekend as he helped Alabama defeat Georgia. And after getting benched last year and losing his starting job, he basically waited and waited on that opportunity. And we found out and seen what he was able to come in and do, because he couldn't have predicted what would happen in that game. But we saw that he was prepared for that moment, because he instantly came in and made an impact. And he had not started in a game or come in that big of a moment during the year. He had in previous years, but he stayed ready and he worked on his craft, and Hollywood couldn't have written a better script for this story. And I think throughout all of this, he showed, you know, again, what it means to be a great leader and a great teammate. And it's been my own experience that waiting is an active process. It's not a passive process. We think about waiting as a passive process, as we're waiting on this person to call me, or waiting on this person to return a text or an email, or waiting on, you know, to get our food at a restaurant. But waiting can be a very active process, especially as we think about our own growth and development. And, you know, Jalen Hurts tweeted out in September 16th of this year, as he was beginning the season, as he knew he wasn't going to be the starter, he tweeted out a verse from the Bible, John 13:7, and it says this: Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." And underneath that, he put the subheading, "Just let God work his magic." And this was a very prophetic tweet, if you think about it, in September, to where it happened in this SEC championship game, for him to take an active role in helping Alabama win the SEC championship. And, you know, you may find yourself in a season of waiting right now. Maybe you're waiting for a new opportunity, or waiting on finding that right relationship. Maybe you're waiting on a promotion and wonder, you know, when is the boss really going to recognize me, or when is my leader really going to recognize my contribution to this company? Maybe you're waiting on healing. Maybe you're waiting for a smoother path right now. And no matter what you're waiting for, my encouragement to you is to be active during this season of life. And I think that's the main thing that we can learn from Jalen Hurts. And we didn't see all of the things that he was doing up until this moment for 3 or 4 months to prepare for this big moment this past weekend. But we could see from the results of what happened that he was active in the process. And I think there are 3 specific things that we can do during a season of waiting. And I imagine these are things that Jalen Hurts was doing. And the first thing is, we can prepare. I think when we find ourselves in moments of waiting, a lot of times we either want to sit back and do nothing, and we're focused on ourselves and our emotions and being disillusioned and pouting and quitting, or we immediately act and respond, and it's usually in a reactive and unwise way. We don't really process what just happened, so we immediately respond to that, and sometimes it's not in the right way. And I think what we learned from Jalen Hurts is that he processed what had just happened, but he continued to prepare for ways that he could help his team. And I've said in my book, Moments, Making Your Life Count for What Matters Most, that you can't always predict when a defining moment will happen, but you can be prepared for it. And this is just what Jalen did. He worked hard every day. He encouraged the quarterback who had replaced him in Tua, and he led in ways that would have a positive impact on his teammates and the team's goals. He stayed active in that waiting process and was ready when his number was called. And the key question for you, the key question for me is, are we staying active in that season of waiting? Are we preparing for what God is going to do in and through our lives, for what we're pursuing, our life's goals? Even if it hasn't happened yet, are we preparing for those moments and preparing to be ready when it's time to respond and when it's time to step up in a big moment? I think the second thing that we learn from Jalen's example, and I think the second thing that we can do in a season of waiting, is praying. And for Jalen, it was his faith is very important to him. It's very important to me as well, and I know many listeners of this podcast as well. And Jalen prayed and sought wisdom from the Bible to help him understand this season of waiting. I already read to you the tweet that he, basically in quoting that Bible verse back in September, but he was in this season of waiting. He was praying and seeking God's wisdom during that time. And he may not have understood everything that was happening, but he gained insight into what to do now in order to impact tomorrow. And I think as we have those moments of quiet time and solitude during those seasons of waiting, we have to be present and understand and gain insight now in order to impact the next day and impact tomorrow. And in my own life, prayer and trust in Jesus Christ has provided everything that I need to make seasons of detours, make sense of those seasons of detours, and help be present and active in the current moment. And so my encouragement to you would be that you pray and seek wisdom in this moment of waiting. And I think that will give you insight to step out every day and on just a daily basis and to be active in that waiting process. And then the third thing I think that we can do in a season of waiting is to be present. When we're asked to wait, it's easy to become, you know, apathetic. We can become disillusioned and complacent. And sometimes we just eject and step out of that moment. And we miss opportunities to grow, learn, and develop. And when we're present in those seasons of waiting, those are the things that we can focus on. How can we grow in this moment? How can we learn from it? And how can we really develop so that when our time and opportunity comes tomorrow or the next day, or maybe it's months down the line or years down the line, that we're ready to step up in that moment. And I think that in my own seasons of waiting, that waiting often provides what I call an active pause for us to grow in ways that we never would have had the season of waiting not occurred. Let me say that one more time, that moments and seasons of waiting provide an active pause for us to grow in ways that we never would have had the season of waiting not occurred. It provides opportunities for growth that maybe we wouldn't have experienced. We'd just been blowing and going and continuing to go down a certain path, but we didn't have a pause for whatever reason to be able to learn from that and to take an active pause, not just a pause, but an active pause, meaning that we grow from that and we learn things that we never would have learned had we been continuing down that other path. I'll give you an example. And for Jalen Hurts, he grew as a leader and a teammate and a quarterback during this season of waiting. And he's become a better passer, which is something that he focused on during this waiting period. That's one of the reasons he didn't transfer from Alabama. He knew that he needed to become a better passer, and he focused on that goal during this season of waiting and knew that if he stayed at Alabama, that he could grow in that area. And he has become a better passer and a better quarterback and a better leader because of that, which is something, you know, that we all need to do. We need to focus on the things that we can learn and grow in during those seasons of waiting. And he also has grown in his resiliency and his character from this as well. So three things that we can do in growing during a season of waiting is to prepare for what's next and prepare during that time to pray and to be present. So waiting's not meant for us to take a time out and just sit there doing nothing. So as you think about, you know, waiting on certain things, I wanted to encourage you to be active. If your goal hasn't been accomplished this year yet as you finalize the year, and maybe it's still a series of a season of waiting for you and accomplishing that goal, and maybe that goal is going to need to roll into 2019 for you to be able to accomplish it, don't just sit there and do nothing. Think about, you know, how you can grow and how it can be a time of growth and learning and development for you to step into that and to step into the opportunities that are going to be waiting for you in 2019. But in order to realize the benefits of a season of waiting, we have to be active in the process. And that's the biggest thing I want to encourage you. And I think it's the biggest thing that we can do in learning from the journey of Jalen Hurts. He was active during this season of waiting. And his activity revealed itself in one of the biggest moments of his career in the history of Alabama football. We see the results of his active waiting during that process, and we saw it this past weekend. So instead of pouting and being upset about waiting, my encouragement to myself and thinking about this and taking this, you know, this wisdom in myself, but also for you, is that we can all learn from his lesson and choose to embrace and engage in those waiting moments of our lives. So again, focus on these things. How can you prepare? How can you pray for wisdom during this time? And how can you be present? And make sure that you understand that waiting is an active process. And there are great things in store for you down the line if you're active in that process, even if you're having to wait to get there. Expect greater things, work to make those happen, and stay in, you know, the center of what God has planned for you down the line. And I guarantee it's going to be greater things, and you're going to be better for the journey, better for the process, if you're actively engaged in that season of waiting that you may be in right now. Make it a great week. Lead and make an impact with your lives. Stay present, be present, and stay active in the process.